Do well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back, and we have the amazing Lowell Ponte here. Lowell has been writing for many years. He was on government think tanks, wrote for Reader's Digest, has written many books with Craig Smith. I think this is the eighth in the series of books, and you provide them free, by the way. Craig is a billionaire. He's on Fox News Business with Neil Cavuto every week. And you guys want to provide just good evidence and information so that the miracle of America continues, which is not a socialist or communist America. It's a libertarian America where personal responsibility and the fact that none of us are created equal in terms of talents, but we're all equal in the value of the eyes of the Most High God. And unfortunately, socialists, which have now taken over the Democratic Party, and the evil of communism, which destroyed 100 million people in the last century, seem to have fallen deaf ears to people like Bernie Sanders and all now the Democrats. Luckily, Donald Trump understands that, and anybody good in business, and we can have a social safety net without destroying the underlying ability of a country like America to adapt, to create new patents and products, to create new avenues of creation of an economy. In fact, if you want to think of it, the 21st century was primarily invented by Americans, wasn't it? 90% of the patents are American for the 21st century that we live in now. So, Lowell, tell us about this latest paper you have, which is quite amazing. You actually published them also on your main website, which every week has a lot of your articles, and I think you published them down at, let me see if I can look at it here, it's on Wall Street Journal and New York Times, and other articles you looked at. Where are they published every week?
Well, they're published at WorldNet Daily.
Yeah, WND.
Which is one of the bigger websites. I think we have about 10.5 million readers there.
Good, good. So
but
I want you to get into this.
Spread out. By the way, happy 4th of July week. It fascinates me to ponder that a lot of people who stayed loyal to the king in our revolution then were given citizenship in Canada, which makes me wonder how you, as someone raised Canadian, viewed the 4th of July. Was it a threatening holiday, a strange holiday? How did it seem to you?
Well, I'm an American. I was born in Detroit, and my mom was born in North Dakota, and I have American relatives like in Boston and elsewhere. It didn't seem weird. I think Canadians had kind of a comical answer, which is why there's a lot of comedians from Canada. But socialism started off with good intentions, just like I'll give you a little side story here. Manitoba had raised people up that wanted to be more socialist. And the problems in Nova Scotia had doctors that decided they wanted to get cheap insurance for their patients. So they invented back in the 1960s health policy where people could buy very cheap insurance. It wasn't expensive to get basic services. Otherwise, doctors were paid in chickens or in cash or whatever. Fees were not a fee-for-service system. It wasn't a kind of a global government control. And when they first started up health care, it was actually run by the doctors with very cheap insurance, like, you know, so many dollars a month for everybody.
You actually get home visits by your physician.
And you got home visits and everything. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, people didn't realize that, you know, the old family doctor, and they were everything. They did surgery. They would do it right. They bring their little black bag, and they do it right in the...
Yeah, I can remember a little of that. I can also remember when you'd pull into a gas station and they would come rushing out to check all the fluids in your car and wash your windshield, charge you 25 cents a gallon for gasoline, and then give you a bonus of, say, half a dozen beautifully made Libby glasses,
drinking
glasses, as an incentive to keep you coming back to their gas station.
That yeah, was, exactly.
That was
now.
When we were a capitalist country.
Right. Now, what happened is that as things mutated in Canada, and I can see this, because when I went to medical school in 1973, healthcare had only started a few years earlier. But as healthcare mutated, and both my parents were at the time living in Halifax, Nova Scotia, my father had been working as an instrumentation fitter, although he was a gemologist, certified as well. And as he got exposed to a lot of toxins from heavy water plants and pulp and paper mills and so on, it affected his health. He ended up with hypertension, and eventually he had a heart attack and blew a hole from one side of his heart to the other in hospital. And they repaired the heart by doing his heart surgery. But instead of calling me, they called my brother. And instead of actually doing things that I would have recommended to try to reduce his heart damage, whether it's the enzyme injections or hyperbaric oxygen, they gave him a lethal injection of morphine to kill him. Now, a number of years later, in this would be about 12 years ago, my mom had a stroke, and she had it like her aunts. They all lived in their late 80s. She was in her 80s at the time. She had a pontine stroke, and if I had my druthers, because I know I have lots of skill sets, I probably could have saved her life and have her recover. Even might have taken some time to recover, but she would have recovered neural pathways and so on. Instead, they called again my brother, who's not a doctor, and he authorized him to go ahead and give her a lethal injection, which, by the way, they don't even go to committee in Canada. The same thing goes on in Britain. That little child, remember, it was a year and a half, 2 years ago, where the child was going to get care in Italy, and even the Pope authorized Italian citizenship for the little child who had some kind of a either genetic problem or a birth defect.
Oh, and the health system would not allow him to be taken out of England.
Yeah, he had a helicopter on the roof ready to take him away, and they actually sent a physical armed guard to block the parents from taking the child up to the helicopter on the roof of the hospital. I mean, this is obscenity, okay? Now, I know there are alternative doctors in Canada because I have colleagues up there, but they get constantly persecuted. In 1980, when I was working with Dr. Murray Vimy, all I did with Dr. Vimy, he was a dentist, he wanted to look into the toxicity of mercury. So he contacted me through a friend of mine called Dr. Stager Mornes, because he knew I had a PhD in advanced chemistry and genetics and so on before I even went into medicine. So he asked me, he said, Bill, can you find any way of getting toxicological equations on mercury? And I said, yeah. So I pulled up all of my resources, including the World Health Organization and toxicological information, and I just sent it to him. Now, we had in his office a mercury sniff meter and a microvoltmeter across the teeth. A matter of several months later, I got a call from the registrar for the College of Physicians and Surgeons and said, Dr. Deagle, you are working in association. I said, well, what does that mean? You're working with a dentist. I said, there's no dentist in my office. Well, you did. I said, what do you mean? I said, I gave equations to a dentist who's doing toxicology. He's actually working on his PhD in dental pathology at the University of Calgary. So they're actually harassing me. Again, this is how things work in Canada. Because I was actually even giving equations. They didn't want me to even work with chiropractors or naturopaths or anybody. So the socialist top-down control system doesn't want you to ask questions like, what do you mean, Dr. Deagle, you're not going to give vaccines? In fact, and the same thing goes on to some extent with Big Pharma here in America, where in 2003 a drug rep came into my office and said, Dr. Deagle, I thought you were a nice doctor. I said, well, what do you mean? She got a leading question, right? I said, well, how would you know? I mean, I haven't seen you before. Well, I'm a drug rep for such and such a company that sells Zocor, which is a drug to lower cholesterol. It's called an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor. I said, well, he said, yeah, so? Well, you're not prescribing our drug or our competitor. I said, I don't see your Swami hat or your crystal ball. And she said, well, here's a report. I said, my gosh, where'd you get that? She said, I got it from Ohio. I said, I never practiced in Ohio. Well, how did they build it? They said, they used your DEA number. So they used my drug enforcement number to use my data tracking so they could actually determine what scripts I wrote. And I said, I don't know who you think who's practices, if it's the State Medical Board of Colorado at the time, or it's your drug company's medical board license, but if it's not mine, you can take whatever you think is your license and you can ball it up and stick it rectally, I said to her. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? I said, she said, my boss is thinking of reporting you to the state licensing authority, and they could fine you and or remove your license for not providing these drugs. I said, you're kidding. I said, you know, have you ever seen the movie Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? No, I know. I said, have you ever read the book? I said, well, Dr. Jekyll's messing around with all kinds of weird stuff, and he actually ingested himself, and he turns into Mr. Hyde, and all of a sudden his shoulders burst, the seams of his white doctor jacket, and all of a sudden his skin turns green, he starts to grow hair on the palms of his hands. I said, the palms of my hands are getting itchy. You might want to leave quickly. She said, I thought you were a nice doctor. We give you treats and popsicle sticks and free drug samples. I said, you know what? If your drug company is in control of my practice, I don't have a practice. I'm just a drug salesman. Leave quickly before Mr. Jekyll shows up. So that's just one vignette of some of the hell Dr. Deagle's been through to actually find out the truth. I can solve the health problem. But the problem is, Trump deserves a Nobel Prize in Peace because he's against all of these, either on the right, by the way, GOP globalists, or on the left, the Democratic, I call the demon rats, same term that Judge Pirro uses on Fox News on the weekend. So let's go through the analysis of what's going on here, because this is pretty, you know, it's pretty obscene, actually, when they'll lie right to your face in something that's obviously not true, isn't it?
Indeed not. By the way, Trump, of course, also is a great hero to all Americans because he is in favor of this right to try doctrine. I remember when I was young, my father was a drug smuggler from Mexico, which is to say he had been diagnosed with cancer. The main treatments available were drugs not available in the U.S. because the government had decided they were more harmful than good, or they competed too much with the drug companies.
Oh, my.
So my father had to go to Mexico, fortunately not far from where we lived, in order to buy these drugs over the counter where they were readily available.
Right.
And he would smuggle them back into the United States. But this is what Americans were forced to. Thank goodness Donald Trump at least says, if you've been diagnosed with a fatal disease and you're a few months from dying anyway, why shouldn't you be allowed to take any drug you want?
Well, I had a gentleman on 2.5 weeks ago on the program that actually his drug company worked out a new vaccine against cancer, and it attacks the antigenic new vessels that cancer tissue makes. And it actually cuts off the blood supply of cancer. It doesn't matter what kind of cancer it is. If you take this vaccine, the body's immune cells will go and attack the blood vessels of cancer blood vessels, which is really cool. It doesn't attack your regular ones, just the cancer ones. So what people need to understand is that there's all kinds of treatments, GCMAF, granulocyte macrophage activation factor, the dendritic vaccine. There's only one research institute looking at it for prostate, but I can get the vaccine for you for any cancer by doing a blood test in Greece. We have insulin-potentiated chemotherapy. We have things like Nogalase reduction treatment, where I actually can give you special epigenetic frequency treatment. I shared some of my work with Dr. Dan Royal and Dr. Truat, and Dr. Royal in Las Vegas has proven with cancer markers to eliminate the Nogalase in cancer within 2 to 4 weeks of applying the combination of the Tesla Violet Ray machine and a QRS mat and some of the technologies that I recommended to him. But I can do epigenetic frequencies and actually lower your Nogalase levels and blood tests to prove it at a lab in Boston in a matter of 2 to 4 weeks. We can do that right now, and this is without chemo or anything, okay? So what I see happening is that what they should do is switch doctors to an hourly wage and let them just do their best and stop this idea that we think we're going to have standard of care. You know, if it's not, unless it's lethal, and the thing is, you don't want people doing lethal procedures. But a lot of the procedures that can be done to help save you, whether it's regenerating a joint or killing cancer, are non-lethal and they're non-toxic and they're safe. In fact, I've got a report that starting here very shortly, the major media companies like Google and Facebook are going to ban anybody talking about natural medicine and cures for cancer, anti-cancer therapy, and so on. They're going to actually block them from being on their search engines.
Well, if you think about it, both the large drug companies and the government, If suddenly someone like you were to develop a pill that people could take and they would not only be rid of any cancer in their system, they would also live to be 140, the government would move heaven and earth to outlaw such a pill.
Well, I already have the 140 pill. I got it patent last week.
Well, there you have it. But imagine the government trying to fund people who retire at age 65 and then go on to live to 140 in retirement collecting government benefits. The government would not like that at all.
I got an interesting story. We might have mentioned it last year. But in Poland, after the fall of the Soviet Union, they wanted to have a smoking cessation program. And their actuaries actually calculated out if they stopped smoking, the average Pole would live another 4.5 years. And they decided it was too expensive to keep people's senior citizen coverage, like you mentioned, for their senior citizen coverage and health care for another 4.5 years. So it was better to let people die prematurely than to have a smoking cessation program, so they didn't institute it. Is that wild?
By the way, I
noticed
there was one study from Purdue University this week. They had found a type of German cockroach and discovered that that cockroach apparently had the ability to develop rapid immunity to whatever kind of spray, like Raid, was used to kill it. And as a result, they said they were in almost terror because this cockroach showed signs of it developed enough immunity of being virtually unkillable. It would just live forever and swarm over us.
When we come back, I'll give you an idea of using radionics, how you can do that. Take care of it. But according to the government doesn't want you to talk solutions. They want to talk chaos, don't they?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and amazing stuff, actually. Let's go over your article some more and kind of analyze what's going on with the clown car of the demon rats. The fact that the media are totally ignoring or bringing up things that are insane. They're still trying to redo the Mueller commission. In fact, I think I've changed the name for the Mueller report to the Mueller dossier, because it's just as full of lies as the dossier about the Russians and thought up by Steele, and some people were paid off by the DNC, the Demon-Ratic Party, and the Clintons. Of course, the Clintons are, you know, people need to know who Hillary Clinton is. Her husband even reported previously, and this is an open report, that she used to go every so many weeks, 2 weeks to 4 weeks, to her coven, literally her witch's coven in Los Angeles, every fly-in from Little Rock, Arkansas. So we have a number of people that died in unusual circumstances around the Clintons, not only in Arkansas or after he became president. And we can see from the behavior of Hillary Clinton, this lady has no personality and she is evil. And you can see what the Democratic Party tried to do to Trump. I'm certain that Durham and the commission that's going to happen with Barr is going to start making a lot of people do the perp walk, all the way from the Department of Justice, the FBI, Steele, and various people working in Five Eyes from other agencies spying on us from New Zealand and Britain. This is going to get ugly, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Well, if you want to go back into the conspiracy theories of the Clinton days, my goodness, they actually had a medical condition named after them. It was called Arkanside, and it happened to 44 different people who were assumed to potentially have some harmful information about the Clintons as witnesses and so on.
Right.
Of those 44 people, I remember one was declared a suicide by the medical examiner, who later was Bill Clinton's Surgeon
yeah.
General.
Right.
And she found that he had killed himself by shooting himself in the head 5 times.
Right,
not
and by the way, no
twice,
gun.
But 5 times.
5 times, and by the way, there's no gunpowder. If you're going to have a gun that close, you're going to have gunpowder burns to the scalp. I'm a forensic pathologist, too. I mean, I've done, you know, these kind of things. So I can tell you that the people that are involved with this, including the coroner, is a liar and a criminal, too.
Right? Well, that's a given in politics. In any event, my column this week was called Jimmy Carter's Highway to Hell. At least that was my original title for it. I think they changed it to Donald Trump Deserves a Nobel Peace Prize, which is true enough. But the point is, Jimmy Carter, last Friday, was giving a conference speech, or interview, if you will, before historian John Meacham and an audience. And he said, "I think the Russian interference, although not yet quantified, if fully investigated, would show that Donald Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. That's what former Democrat President Jimmy Carter, rejected by the voters in 1980, said. Trump lost the election, and he was put into office because the Russians interfered on his behalf," said Mr. Carter, now 94 years of age. Does this mean Trump is an illegitimate president, asked historian John Meacham. Based on what I just said, which I can't retract, said Jimmy Carter, I would say yes. Now, as Aaron Blake, a political reporter writing last Friday in the liberal Washington Post, said, many liberals and Trump opponents will probably be happy to see a former president raising this issue because they too believe Trump is illegitimate. But you need to understand what that means. Consciously or subconsciously, liberals have a deep reason for declaring Donald Trump illegitimate. And it's quite self-evident if you think about it. If Donald Trump won legitimacy, then that means the voters were rejecting the Democratic Party and its entire imperious, increasingly socialist agenda.
Right.
And leftists believe that That cannot happen. That voters love them and want their agenda, and therefore the only way that Republicans can ever win is by cheating. For example, they called George W. Bush illegitimate in 2000. But of course, to say that, you have to forget that Clinton appointed Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer was partly or was part of the bipartisan majority who ruled in Bush's favor in that election.
Right.
That former Vice President Al Gore lost not only because of Florida, but because he failed to win the Clinton state of Arkansas, and he even lost Tennessee, his home state, where voters who knew Gore best overwhelmingly rejected him, basically as a piece of dog dropping vaguely in the shape of a human being.
Yeah.
In 2016, it's true, on a shift of only 80,000 votes in the combined states of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, could have elected Democrat Hillary Clinton. But were those votes shifted somehow by Russia spending roughly $100,000, barely enough, as Fox's Greg Gutfeld says, to remodel one home kitchen? Was that enough to cause Trump's victory in a multi-billion-dollar campaign? These Russian aides, remember, some long before the election, and half of them ran after it, with roughly half the total ads supporting Hillary Clinton. They appear not to have been intended to create a winner, but merely to sow discord, to make things bad no matter who won or lost. And that's the way Russians have done it for decades, interfering in our elections.
Right.
By the way, I did note, since 1988, the Communist Party USA, which was long funded to the tune of millions of dollars by the Soviet Union, has directed its members to vote for Democratic Party candidates. It doesn't run its own candidates anymore. Russian agents in 2016 interfered with our Democratic Republic. There's no doubt about that. They did it by concocting the Democratic Party-funded dossier used to smear and justify spying on Donald Trump and to help elect Hillary Clinton. Is that the interference being referred to? More importantly, according to Aaron Blake, who, as I say, was writing in the Washington Post about this, the scant impact of trivial Russian spending is basically unknowable. There is no hard evidence that proves Russia changed a single vote in Trump's favor or against Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
And yet, with all of that, as Blake wrote, the things Jimmy Carter said are, quote, probably not great for democracy. Unless you can truly prove it, labeling Trump an illegitimate president is the kind of thing that can destabilize the country, which, as it happens, wrote Blake, is precisely what Vladimir Putin and Russia aimed to do with their 2016 interference, close quote. In other words, the Democrats even now are doing the bidding of Russia, which I guess shouldn't surprise us.
The Democratic National Committee
funded Russia.
I think they've already done a lot of damage to the Republic. For example, the first thing is that until even during the time when the dossier was rebuked by the Mueller report, we have Democrats believing that a felony was committed by Donald Trump. 57% believe that it was a felony. A majority of them still believe that he should be impeached, which is insane. Okay, people don't get this. So what I see happening is pure insanity. This is actually extremely dangerous. It's also paralyzed Trump, so we can't make a trade deal to prevent war. Russia, right now, we are the whistleblowers, myself and John W. Spring, of Russian hypersonic cruise missiles placed in La Orchilla Island in the Antilles, that's near Grenada, where in 1987 the Russians did this before, and in Punta Huerte, Nicaragua, where they have two-mile-long runways for the Antonov 124 jets to drop their launching platforms for intermediate-range cruise missiles, either the regular ones or the hypersonic ones. The danger I see is that because of this, Trump has not been able to actually negotiate with Russia to prevent the possibility of an accidental use of nuclear weapons and nuking America with either an EMP weapon in high space or attacking our military bases or population centers as an accidental trigger to World War III. And we've even heard threats from Putin that do you want to start a Cuban Missile Crisis? He already has. Russia's even moved their ships to Havana, and Russia has right now not only advisors down there, but they're supporting the Chinese, who have 35,000 troops, and the Cubans, which are a proxy of Russia, have 46,000, including the private guard of Maduro, and the agreement that as long as the Cuban regime is there, they want to get free oil from Venezuela to keep the lights on. So what I see happening is...
The only thing is they were getting free oil even before they sent that. They only initially sent 14,000 Cuban secret police
right.
to help keep Maduro and company in place. But that was because of this deal whereby Cuba was getting free oil, which is the only thing that keeps Cuba economically afloat.
The thing that I find is right now Trump's got some bigger issues. I think he should do a oil blockade of Venezuelan oil going to Cuba. If they won't pull out their troops, he should start threatening to pull the bank accounts and the swift transfer of the Dacha money, because everything that Putin does is a percentage of every financial transaction in Russia. Again, he's a corrupt member of the former GRU. He was the president or director of the GRU in Russia. The totalitarian police state of Russia tries to pretend it's religious, which is a pile of garbage, because he travels with a religious monk from the Russian Orthodox Church. But again, Putin is a dictator. And he's even jailed or delicensed people to even oppose him in the election. So Vladimir Putin is an egomaniac. He's a non-vodka-drinking, self-important maniac. He's not stupid. And he's very good at manipulating us. And he must be laughing his head off that the Democrats, and in many ways, are doing his bidding by paralyzing America. Because he knows
sure, and by the way, without intending to, even you were helping in the manipulation a few seconds ago. You talked about how many people in polls seem to want to impeach Trump.
Right.
Let me say just a few words about polling in the United States.
Right.
You understand that more than 90% of the people called by polling companies never complete the polling questionnaire. More than 90%. That Republicans have always tended not to talk to pollsters more than Democrats.
Right.
That the pollsters never acknowledge how many of the what a ridiculously high percentage of the people they call and try to poll do not cooperate with their poll.
Right.
And today, when you could lose your job, when you could be professionally attacked, when you could be treated with violence, when you could be yelled at in your local restaurant and so on, if you were publicly identified as someone who's pro-Trump, because the other side has gone over to such tremendous violence and hatred,
right?
Understand, if somebody called you and said, Dr. Deagle, I'm a pollster from the XYZ polling company. Would you give me your opinion for a few minutes?
Right.
Your first thought, if you're a logical person, is, this guy isn't a pollster. This guy is somebody just trying to gather information about me.
Right.
And if I prove to be pro-Trump, I will be identified to God only knows what terror groups.
Well, what they're doing is they're also doxing people. Doxing means they're releasing information to people like Antifa that can come and try to assault you at your home.
Right.
So,
and so there are a lot of people who do not talk to pollsters, or if they do, they do not honestly say what they believe. They're intimidated from saying that, particularly
right.
any indication that they were pro-Trump. So the polls are utterly worthless. They always
right.
have been largely worthless, but they're utterly worthless now because so many people are intimidated by them. Basically, the people who talk to pollsters to the extent that they are quote-unquote honest are the millennials who still at age 35 are living in mom and dad's basement and have lots of free time to talk to people when Rachel Maddow is not on, feeding them left-wing propaganda from MSNBC. That's who talks to pollsters. That or welfare recipients. But
I'll probably
repeat myself.
I've seen a couple of clips of Rachel Maddow, and it's like going to a psychiatric ward where you're in a lockdown, and there's one person that likes to do a lot of talking among a group of people. That's the Rachel Maddow in the mental institution of alternative media and the left. She's like, and here she was, involved with these so-called debates. I couldn't believe it. They actually brought Rachel Maddow, rather than getting someone neutral that might ask good questions from any of the candidates.
Oh, sure. And what made that especially interesting is they were asked, why won't you have a Democrat debate on Fox, where they would have to actually answer serious, real questions by people who are not the ideological comrades
right.
of the Democrats to begin with. And the Democrat answer was, oh, Fox isn't real news. Fox has opinion people.
Oh, my.
Rachel Maddow is not an opinion person.
That's all she is. There's no doubt. We'll be back in a moment with more from Lowell Ponte. Again, you want to get into this article, again, you can go to his main website watch these amazing articles and get the book.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemix that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back. So Lowell, it's actually, he provides a lot of material for even dark comedy, what's going on in politics right now, although it's scary because if our president isn't protecting us by taking care of business, like fixing the Flores legal judgment by the courts or fixing the border, or setting up trade agreements. Right now he's meeting with the G20 and trying to work out a trade agreement with Xi and Putin as a blockade against future possible thermonuclear, scalar, and biological warfare. The Democrats have actually set up America to fail, haven't they? And if they ever got power...
Oh, of course. And you just saw Trump slapped down again by a judge in Oakland, California. By the way, there are nearly 700 such judges in the U.S., and every one of them believes they have the personal authority to countermand anything the president orders. It's
wow.
An insane legal situation. This particular judge not only was appointed by Barack Obama, he also personally gave tens of thousands of dollars as campaign donations to Barack Obama. That's how fair and objective the judges are in the United States today.
Well, one of our biggest problems in America is the judges and the legal system, which is Masonic. It's globalist, and it's leftist, and it's the same reason why the universities don't allow or tolerate conservative logical evidence-based thought, or a biblical-based idea that the Constitution reflects the powers that the authority came from the Creator God to us as citizens, and we delegate authority to our elected officials and our proxies in the so-called judiciary and elsewhere. As a result, this nation is loose and becoming a shadow of its former self, isn't it?
Well, the U.S. is being systematically taken apart. If it were not for Trump's wealth, experience, and power, if he were a lesser person like a Jeb Bush or any of those pygmies who might have been elected instead, we'd simply be run over as with a flattener on a road somewhere. But no, thanks to Trump, he too can stand against them. He
right.
can hold up. But remember, he only has a few years left, even if he's reelected. They're expecting they can outlive Trump as long as they can neutralize legally what he's trying to do.
Right.
And they're doing that to the best of their, or the worst of their ability, if you will. By the way, Jimmy Carter, I hope people understand that Jimmy Carter is one of the centers of evil in the modern world. That's why I wrote about him.
Yeah.
Anyone who's seriously studied Jimmy Carter wants to vomit constantly. To begin with,
right.
Jimmy Carter started as the governor of Georgia. How did a lowly governor of Georgia ever become president? Well, very simple. Time magazine did not one, not two, but four cover stories on him to turn
right.
him into a national celebrity. Otherwise, Jimmy Carter was nobody except the descendant of former slave owners.
Right.
Jimmy Carter then proceeded to go ahead and govern for 4 years. He proved to be, well, the major contender for Barack Obama to the title worst president in American history.
Right.
In domestic policy, Jimmy Carter gave America, among many other things, malaise. It gave us the, that standard of horror and evil economically. Oh, and he created the Community Reinvestment Act. For people who don't understand, the Community Reinvestment Act, which was promoted by ACORN, the same radical left-wing group of which Barack Obama was an employee as a community activist. ACORN had the president go to bankers and say, you know, we have tremendous regulatory power over you bankers. And if any one of you doesn't do what we want, we can destroy you.
Right.
We can make it legally impossible for you to compete against other bankers just at a whim. And what do we want you to do? Oh, we want you to give mortgages to literally millions of people who are not creditworthy, because they're illegal aliens, because they're other groups favored by the Democratic Party. We want you to give them all mortgages. So the banking community in the U.S., intimidated that way, gave astronomical amounts of money in the form of illegal or improper mortgages to people, and then tried to cover itself by finding some way to legalize and sell these mortgages before they got stuck with what they knew was a bad investment.
Yeah, what they did is they combined them as a mortgage-backed security, didn't they?
Yeah, they found backing companies that would authorize or approve the mortgages they'd given if bundled. And
exactly.
So they bundled a lot of very bad mortgage paper. They bankrupted virtually Iceland, Norway, and several other countries that bought heavily into this mortgage paper, which turned out to be not worth a whole lot. But that was Jimmy Carter. In other words, Jimmy Carter largely brought down the economy of the United States in 2008, 2009. Though he wasn't president, he laid the basis by this kind of redistribution of wealth in the country through regulation, through the threat to destroy banks.
He also did a couple of other bad things that tied directly back to Iran.
Well, that was domestic policy. Understand I'm dividing these. That was domestic policy and economics. In foreign policy, he was even worse.
Right.
In foreign policy, perhaps the single worst thing Jimmy Carter did, and there were many horrible, horrible things he did. He's the reason North Korea has nuclear weapons, for example.
Right.
He was sent as a special emissary of President Bill Clinton. Clinton gave him express orders, do not say anything to North Korea that in any way allows them to have nuclear weapons. Carter went there and immediately, thinking he was the great savior of the world, told North Korea they could have nuclear weapons if they would just cooperate with us. So Jimmy Carter is responsible for North Korea having nukes. He is also responsible for Iran in the worst possible way. When Jimmy Carter was president, Iran was the bulwark of U.S. power and influence in the Middle East. Not Saudi Arabia, not Israel, Iran. Iran was also the country that kept Israel afloat during the Arab oil embargoes. Remember, they're not Arabs, they're Persians.
Right.
And the Shah was very friendly to the U.S. The Shah was giving rights to women and doing all kinds of things not approved of in the Muslim countries, in the Arab countries. But the Shah did have a few minor flaws that Jimmy Carter found intolerable. One is that he was imprisoning and torturing about 3,000 agents who had been caught coming across the border from the Soviet Union to subvert Iran.
Right.
And so he was not very nice to those people. So Jimmy Carter said, oh, you're violating human rights. How terrible. This, by the way, was the official communist line worldwide at the time.
Right.
And so Jimmy Carter turned to the CIA and said, I know that you have been giving the mullahs, the people who run all the Islamic faith centers in the country, a total of about $4 million a year in bribes.
Right.
Just so they don't attack the Shah. Well, I'm going to cut off that $4 million right now. And the CIA looked at him and said, are you crazy? For almost nothing, we're maintaining peace in Iran.
Right.
Carter said, no, I'm going to do what human rights demand. He cut it off. There was an immediate uprising, taking the mullah from the mullahs, as it were.
Right.
And as a result, the uprising overthrew the Shah of Iran.
Right. And by the way,
the Ayatollahs, who we now see running the government, rushed in to take over, to take power. By the way, the very first thing they did upon taking power, before they even captured U.S. Diplomatic personnel and held them for 444 days, the first thing the Ayatollahs did was to bring out the 3,000 political prisoners who were Soviet agents, line them up against a wall, and shoot them.
Wow.
So all those people whose human rights Jimmy Carter was protecting, they all died immediately as a result of what Carter did. What else did Carter do? Oh, without the Shah there, we had the Iran-Iraq war erupt, a war that killed more than 500,000 people.
Right.
That would never have happened if the Shah had been in power. The Soviets invaded Afghanistan next door. That never would have happened if the Shah had been in power. In response to the Soviets going into Afghanistan, they were countered by various Arab terrorist groups, one of which was Al-Qaeda, which learned all its terror tactics during that war fighting the Soviets. Out of that war, which became then identified with radical factions in the Islamic regimes of the area like Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda then turned and attacked the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, killing more than about 3,000 Americans on 9/11. The blood from things like 9/11 is on Jimmy Carter's hands.
Well, he's part of it.
If he had not been so incompetent, stupid, and arrogant, none of that would have happened.
Well, that's part of it. Now, there's a few other little things I want to add. I have friends in Iran. One, when I traveled 4 years ago to Portland, he actually owned the company that drove us back and forth to the airport. We had extensive discussions with him. And he actually gave me videos showing that the SAD, or Special Activity Division of the CIA, brought in the Ayatollah Khomeini and even copied his audio tapes. So when he arrived, the SAD and the CIA told the military in Iran to stand down, not to interfere with the Shah, with the Ayatollah arriving. So not only did the CIA, on Carter's orders, remove the Shah, but the CIA told him either come cooperatively or we're going to kill you, which he did go cooperatively. But we put in the Ayatollah and the mullahs. We, America, through the CIA and the SAD. And by the way...
this is all Jimmy Carter, remember. By the way, Craig Smith and I, as you mentioned, write about this, the kind of politics you see and the kind of money manipulation you see in the world, in the book Money, Morality, and the Machine. Your listeners can get a copy absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you the $20 you'd have to pay to Amazon. All you need to do is call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the Air Columbus Sail, the Ocean Blue. That's 800-630-1492. And you can get the book, and it will not cost a penny. So I would recommend you read that to get an idea how politics are shaping up in the world today. But the point is, Jimmy Carter was by any standard a monster. Now, what is and that laid the whole basis for giving nuclear weapons to the Soviet ally or the Russian ally, Iran, which is what it's become.
Right, but also, by the way,
stabilizer in the Middle East.
Also, during his time, they started the whole process of getting nuclear material to AQ Khan in Pakistan and the Waziristani plant there, which now produces not the largest nuclear warheads, but more per month than any other nation on Earth, including America and Russia. Waziristan, northwestern Pakistan.
Yep.
People don't understand what's going on here. Is we have done a lot of good in the world, but we also do a lot of evil. And
by the way, Afghanistan is largely controlled by the secret police from Pakistan.
Right.
You need
exactly.
to understand it.
By the way,
it happens to be pro the students and so on, the Taliban. But, I mean, this is the kind of world in which we now live. And if people don't understand, to think that Jimmy Carter was given a Nobel Prize by a left-wing committee in Scandinavia, whose leader said, oh, we're giving them this prize, and then he used a slang expression that meant to kick the shins of the United States, to scorn the United States politically. That's why we gave Jimmy Carter.
That's probably why they did one 10 days after Barack Obama got elected. They did the same thing. They gave him a prize within less than 2 weeks after he got elected the first term.
Within 11 days, he was awarded the prize of his first administration. And we know that because that's their procedure. That's how long it would have taken. So anyway, it's just madness on a nutshell.
I got a joke for you, though, that you might like and make you laugh, because this is all serious stuff.
Okay.
I heard a young person that was a teenager that said when they heard the news that Barack Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize, and a news article picked it up, and they said, oh, what do you think, kid? And the kid said, oh, he got the Nobel Peace Prize because I like his smile. The Nobel
Peace. Yeah, and that's about what it is. But Donald Trump is trying to defang the nuclear weapons in North Korea and those sought by Iran, both of which were laid at base by Jimmy Carter, Peace Prize winner, his hands dripping with blood. Trump is trying to undo that, and he's being attacked for it.
Amazing. Stay right there. We'll be back in a moment. Over the top of the hour, we'll have him at least for another segment. And I think Michelle's going to pop on and talk. That's my dear amazing wife, CFO of NutraMedical, and our sales on code is Liberty to save 7% on NutraMeds and Lumen Photon.